Pat McCrory had barely been in office for a month when he went on Bill Bennett's nationally syndicated radio program and picked a fight with public higher education.
The educational elite have taken over our education where we're offering courses that have no chance of getting people jobs. You want to take gender studies? That's fine. Go to a private school and take it. But I don't want to subsidize that if that's not going to get someone a job.
More recently, McCrory spoke to a crowd at a trucking company in Greensboro. The Triad Business Journal quoted the governor as saying North Carolina needs, in his words, people who can fix things and operate things and repair things. He said, we've frankly got enough psychologists, sociologists, political science majors, and journalists.
This is the kind of comment that we've come to expect from certain political quarters.
Sociology professor Andrew Perrin says the governor misunderstands the mission of UNC.
You know, I think he's got somewhat too narrow of a vision of what the point is of a university and why we have a public flagship like UNC. And so I think, you know, I'm glad he's coming here. I'm glad he's learning and that maybe he should stay and take a few sociology classes while he's here on campus.
The dean of UNC's journalism school, Susan King, says the governor probably picked on reporters to get a laugh from the crowd, but she sees his visit as an opportunity.
This gives me a chance to not only tell the governor, but to the state, how fantastic our school is. If you come to this school, you're going to be prepared not for one job, but for probably 20 different jobs. We're all about creating the new economy.
Mitch Kokai, a spokesperson for the John Locke Foundation, a conservative think tank based in Raleigh, says the governor isn't picking on UNC. He's simply trying to steer resources away from programs that won't benefit students.
A lot of students are getting degrees in areas that are going to make it difficult for them to get a job directly out of school. And a public university that's funded to a large extent by taxpayer dollars, does it really make sense to spend money educating people beyond an elective here and there in areas that don't seem to have a direct impact in terms of benefiting the North Carolina economy?
Regardless of how his comments were intended, the governor's statements have ruffled some feathers throughout the North Carolina university system, and faculty members have rejected his claims that liberal arts majors don't get jobs. And while University Day presents McCrory with an opportunity to explain his views on public higher education, there might be a few unfriendly faces in the crowd. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andrew Stern.